I'm talking now to a fellow called Jack Mount. He's from Townsville, but was a drover in his day. Hello, Jack.
Yeah, how are you this morning?
I'm very well, thank you. When were you a drover?
I worked on stations around from when I was about 17 on the mid-50s, and I came to the Boolya district in 1959. I couldn't get out to the station I was going to, so I took a job with Clary Pankhurst, the boss drover. The book called The Boss Drover. He's a terrific old fella. And, yeah, that's what started me. I just worked with him. We brought horses through to Camwell, and I did a fair bit with him for a while, and then I went back down to Boolya breaking in horses and that.
What made you want to get into, you know, station work and droving?
Yeah. Well, I was born at Moolumbar in northern New South Wales, and my father was a share farmer. And we didn't have a tractor. We had draft horses to plough and everything with, and that's what I learned to ride on a draft horse. But I always had the bush in my mind, and I sort of couldn't wait to leave school to get out in the bush. And I've got three brothers and a sister, and they were never interested in going anywhere but staying on the coast. But, yeah, I left at an early age, and I spent most of my life hanging around the bush and different things, you know.
And was the bush everything that you expected? Did you know, when you got there, was it clarified it's what you wanted to do?
Well, we got off to a bad start. I left down near Roma on a motorbike. A mate of mine, he had a bike, so I thought I'll buy one and we'll head out to Marion Downs out of Boolya on these motorbikes. And I had a bit of a wreck at Tambo, outside of Tambo. We camped there for about 2 days, and I got my bike welded and back together, and I wrecked it again outside of Longreach, and I said, well, that's it, I'm not going any further on a motorbike, I'll hitchhike. So we got through to Winton, and caught a road train. Two road trains were heading out to Carrandotta, a cattle station out near the territory border, with a load of hay. And we got a lift with them. They were the first road trains I'd ever seen in my life. I think they were some of the pioneer fellows, Ballards from Longreach. Anyway, we hit unseasonal rain halfway across there at a little pub there called Middleton Hotel, and we were rained in there for about a week. And this fellow that I was with, he was pretty he liked to keep moving. He got up one morning and said, right, we're going to roll our swags and head for Boolya. I said, how do you mean? He said, walk probably 150 miles.
Oh,
so we walked and swam every creek. We walked into the Hamilton Hotel, which is gone now, and this bloke couldn't believe it. He said, Jesus, fellas are mad. And we just had something to eat and got some tin stuff, and away we went again. And we walked into a station after a couple more days, and it was starting to dry out, and we end up swimming the last river into Boolya, and that's how I met Clary Pankhurst. We were camped down on the Burke River, and we hadn't been up to the hotel or anything. We were there for 2 days, and Clary Pankhurst came down, and he said, you blokes haven't been up the pub, you must be broke. We said, oh, we're badly bent. So he said, well, I'll tuck you, I'll bring my camp truck down, I'll tuck you. He said, about 3 or 4 days' time, I'll get you to muster my horses off the town common and take them to Camwell. I said, righto, it's a deal. I took the job myself. Yeah, and I nearly got drowned in one of his best horses in the process, but, yeah, it all worked out all right.
Jack, you must really, really have wanted to have done this, given that journey to have got out bush and swimming rivers, and, gee, you must have had your heart set on it.
Yeah, it's just sort of, you just take it as part of life, you know. It was sort of nothing in those days, and suddenly over the years, when you get a bit older, you start to think how silly you were, really, I suppose. But, I just loved what we were doing at the time, you know. Like, time meant nothing to us. There was plenty of work in the bush, and good cobbers you made, good friends over the years.
How old would you have been at the time?
I was 20-year-old when I hit Boolya, yeah.
What was it like as a young fellow from the coast taking off? What did your family think?
Well, I only got to ride home about once every couple of months, I suppose. And I've still got a letter that was written in 1959. I wrote home to my mother about a muster we went on. We did a big muster right down the Mulligan River on the western boundary of Marion Downs. And there was Glen Ormiston Stock Camp, there was Marion Downs Stock Camp, there was two blokes from Tobermory up in the Territory, there was a bloke from Sandringham, and I think two blokes from Cameron Downs. And there was 36 pack horses. I wrote a diary on it, I've still got it at home. 36 pack horses. And we had a big mob of cattle, and I think there was something like 120, 130 horses. We had six horses each and pack horses and everything. And, yeah, we mustered all down there trying to clean up all these wild bulls and clean-skinned cattle. And we went right down the Mulligan, down through Sandringham, down into Glengyle. And I think the last night we were going to start heading back with what we'd got. We had a mob of quiet cattle with us. We're running these wild cattle into the clean skins into this mob. And the last night we're going to bring what we got back. They rushed and took the yard, and we lost nearly all of them.
Oh, no. What did you do?
Well, what we had, we just tried. They just headed into the desert. It's all desert country down there. And we just brought back, branded and brought back what we could. And it was probably about a 3 or 4 week muster, that one.
What happens when you lose the mob, so to speak? A bit of strife back home?
No, it's just part of life, you know. It happens a bit when you're mustering. You get old piker bullocks and that, and they're a bit towy, and they'll rush at night. They'll just jump in a yard, and they'll hit the fence, and the mob pushing behind all get a fright and go with them, and they'll smash the side out of those old wire yards, yeah.
I'm talking to Jack Mount this morning. He's a drover who spent a lot of time around Boulia, but he's retired and living in Townsville now, but has made the trek out to Camarwheel for the Drovers Festival. Jack, these wonderful memories, how lucky do you feel, although it was difficult at the time, to have these stories to tell?
Yeah, I've always had a good memory. And Larry Pankhurst, when I got to Camarwheel, he paid me some wages in money and gave me a camera. So I was lucky. So no one ever had carried cameras in those days. And I got photos from late 1959, 60, 61, 62. And I got a few blown up to bring out to the drovers' camp to show Liz Flood, you know. Yeah.
Wonderful. It, as you said, not many people would have photos from that era.
No, not many ringers and drovers ever would have bothered carrying a camera. You'd sort of wouldn't be something that was done those days, I don't think.
Just talking of money too, if when you were driving you didn't deliver the full mob, what happened? Did someone have to pay for them, or it was just accepted?
I was never a boss driver. I only worked for the driver. We were usually called ringers, you know. So I don't know what went on there, but very seldom you lost anything.
Yeah. So the boss driver's the guy in charge, and he's got to be responsible for what happens ultimately.
He's the boss. He runs the job. He'll tell you who's on watch of a night and who's horsetailing and all that. And he's responsible for everything. Yeah.
Jack, what do you do with yourself now that you're retired in Townsville? How's life over there?
Well, I plait stock whips. Red-eyed whips and kangaroo-hide whips, and I spend seven days a week, I suppose, you know, and I just love to plait and do a few belts and that sort of stuff, and carve leather belts and wallets. Yeah.
And that's a real craft, a real art form that dates back to driving times too, doesn't it?
Well, especially whip making, yeah, and plaited kangaroo-hide belts and that. Everyone in the bush could make a pocket knife pouch or a set of dinner hobbles and 8 years ago, or a set of hobbles, but these days it's a bit of a lost art, I think, some of those things.
Jack, just super fast before we get to the news in about a minute or so, I've got to ask you, you have only got half of your middle finger on your right hand. What happened to him?
Well, I worked on this Terranova tropical pastures, and they were growing grass in rows. It was an imported grass from Africa, and they can try it in Australia, and it was in seed, and we had to go along and tie it in stooks, and they had a Dyna balanced mower with blades going backwards and forwards, and they'd cut the three rows at a time, and two girls and myself were walking behind, lowering these stooks of grass so we wouldn't lose seed. And I was talking too much, I think, put my finger in the blades.
You're looking at the girls.
Yeah, well, yeah, they were pretty interesting to talk to, really.
But he lost a finger out of it. Jack, enjoy your weekend. Thanks, it's lovely to see you here.
Yeah, it's nice to talk to you.
Thank you.
Jack Mount, another one of our drovers who have come to Camarwheel for the 2009 Drovers Festival. He spends his time in Townsville these days, retired, plaiting whips. What a character.